This is Morning Ireland with Audrey Carvel and Justin McCarthy. The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Russia has reacted to warnings from Washington of sanctions if it invades Ukraine, saying it is the United States and NATO that have flooded Ukraine with weapons and advisers. The statement was issued by Russia's permanent mission to the United Nations. It said the US was cultivating anti-Russian feelings with talks of Moscow's military build-up. It says this contrasts with Western actions that have brought weapons to states close to Russia's borders. As tensions continue to rise, political advisers from Russia, Ukraine, Germany and France will hold talks in Paris today. The group, known as the Normandy Format, is due to focus on ways to ease the conflict in eastern areas of Ukraine taken by pro-Russian separatists in 2014. Earlier, US President Joe Biden said he was prepared to impose sanctions directly on his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin if an invasion of Ukraine went ahead.
There will be enormous consequences if he were to go in and invade, as he could, the entire country, for Russia, not only in terms of economic consequences and political consequences, but it'll be enormous consequences worldwide. This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, would be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world.
In Britain, reports say an official inquiry into gatherings at Downing Street and Whitehall during lockdown is believed to be complete and could be submitted to the Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the coming hours. It's understood the senior civil servant at the UK Cabinet Office, Sue Gray, is keen for the report to be published in full. The decision by London's Metropolitan Police announced yesterday to investigate whether any coronavirus restrictions were breached over the past 2 years is likely to dominate Prime Minister's questions in the House of Commons this afternoon. Downing Street says Mr. Johnson does not believe he broke the law. The central bank has said the economy is expected to continue to grow strongly this year. Its latest quarterly bulletin forecasts growth in the domestic economy of just over 7% in 2022. However, inflation is expected to be higher for longer than previously thought, although it is expected to wane in the second half of this year. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
This latest bulletin from the central bank says the economic impact of the Omicron wave was smaller than previous stages of the pandemic. There's also been an increase in consumption. That's people spending more on goods and services, and the bank expects more pandemic savings to be spent, which will continue to boost the economy. The faster recovery has meant more people returning to work, with a record high for the percentage of women in the workforce. There's also been a big increase in part-time work by younger workers. The rebound has also been good for the public finances, which are expected to move into a surplus of €3.4 billion next year. But inflation remains a concern. It's expected to average out at 4.5% this year. Energy prices are expected to stabilise, but not to fall. Wages have picked up across many sectors of the economy. High vacancy rates leads the central bank to conclude there is scope for broad-based wage growth.
The Health Service Executive will publish later this morning a report of a review into the treatment of around 1,300 children who attended the South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services over a 3.5-year period up to April of last year. The report has already been sent to around 250 families, along with letters of apology for care deficiencies identified in the review. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
By all accounts, today will be a day of considerable stress and anxiety for hundreds of families who had children attending the South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services between 2016 and last year. Concern had been raised about the treatment of a number of children attending the service, leading to the commissioning of a review of around 1,300 case files last April. The HSE has said most children attending the service received the correct treatment. However, it's understood the review identified significant problems with the treatment of around 250 children. The review report is understood to deal with inappropriate prescribing of medication, along with issues relating to diagnoses and missing medical notes. Ahead of publication, the HSE has appealed for time and space to be able to communicate directly with the families of the young people involved. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Killarney, County Kerry.
The government has nominated Mr Justice Brian Murray for appointment to the Supreme Court. He's been a judge on the Court of Appeal since 2019. Mr Justice Murray fills the vacancy on the court created by the retirement last year of former Chief Justice Frank Clark. An incident in West Cork yesterday evening in which a 17-month-old baby boy died after he was struck by a car in the driveway of his home is being treated by Gardaí as a tragic accident. An investigation was launched after the incident happened in the Skibbereen area at about 5 o'clock. A man in his 20s died following a road crash near Slane, County Meath last night. Gardaí say the single vehicle incident happened at Knock Common at about 10:30. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Any patchy frost and mist will clear this morning, leaving a largely dry start with sunny spells. Turning more cloudy during the day, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle spreading from the west and northwest during the afternoon and evening. Breezy with highest temperatures 8 to 11 degrees.